The Global Warming Debate, Online Editorial. Nearly everyone has heard of global warming. Many well-known scientists have studied this topic and shared their knowledge. Their research has shown that Earth's temperature is rising. This increase in temperature is producing many harmful effects. These include the rise in serious tornadoes, hurricanes, and other weather disasters around the world. The issue of global warming is not a new one. In fact, scientists have been studying global warming for many years. However, there is a growing debate about what steps should be taken. There is also a lot of argument about how quickly countries should take action. As the chronology or sequence of events unfolds, many scientists think that the world must act as quickly as possible. Scientists and politicians have held talks with leaders around the world. They have tried to persuade heads of governments to do something. In December 2009, more than 120 world leaders held a summit or meeting to confer about what should be done. They wanted to reassess the issues and negotiate solutions. World leaders tried to reach a decision about the best ways to address the problems. What happened in Copenhagen has changed the way countries around the world are viewing the challenges. Politicians used to say, "We'll take action if you take action." Now more are saying, "We all must act together." The document that came out of the December 2009 conference is called the Copenhagen Accord. It calls for nations around the world to redistribute their efforts in order to stop global warming. Most important is that countries around the world will try to reinterpret how they make and use energy. New ways to make energy will be studied. Builders will reconstruct older cities, towns, and roads with new green ways of building. Scientists think that if everyone around the world helps a little, our efforts will add up to a big change.